From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The State Appeals Court has upheld a controversial land swap between Colorado Springs and the Broadmoor that included a parcel of land known as Strawberry Fields. In a summary of the ruling, the court said the city has the power to transfer the land without a vote of the citizens. A bystander who was shot during a shootout that killed an El Paso County Sheriff's deputy told a friend that doctors don't know if he'll be able to walk again. The Gazette reports that Thomas Villanueva told a friend that he tried to run after being shot Monday in Colorado Springs, but fell because he couldn't feel his legs. His sister said Villanueva was expected to have surgery on his spinal cord today. And farm incomes across the Midwest and Great Plains is expected to dip to its lowest level in 12 years, according to a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farmers are predicted to bring in less than $60 billion in 2018, due in large part to low grain prices and high costs for things like fuel and labor. John Newton with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the report shows that U.S. agriculture is in trouble.
Quite frankly, when you really dig into the numbers and you look at median farm household income, not off farm income, but income from farming, it's been negative since 2013. That means more than 50% of farmers are losing money.
Newton says finding more markets around the world and strengthening current trade deals like NAFTA would help. Meanwhile, consumers will likely see cheaper prices at the grocery store. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.